the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Playing with the audio levels. Still going up and down wildly. Oh, well. Looks good right now. It's great to be back with you here in the studio. It is the 17th of August, 2024. The year of our Lord, 2024. August 17th. Can you believe that?
You say that every day, Stephen.
Yeah, I know, I do. It's true, though.
It flies.
It's great to be back with you. We were gone for 10 days, and as you know, we don't talk about vacations. And it's wigging out again. I don't know. Let me turn this up, down, up, down. Okay, now it's good. I have no idea what's going on with this mixer. Now the left channel's gone. No, now it's back. Now it's low. Okay. Whatever. Let's just keep going. It's good now for the moment. It's a high-tech
Behringer mixer. Hey, it's top of the line.
I can't remember what it's called. Xenix or something. Now the left channel's gone again. Wow. I don't know. Can't worry about that yet. It's great to be back with you here in the studio. I am sweating. It is warm in the studio. It is, let's see, what's the temperature now? It is 92 right now. It's supposed to be 100 today in West Texas. That's warm. It is. I know. I don't like it either. It's warm. But it's great to be back with you. We spent the weekend in Seattle. We flew up there August 3rd. Then August, and we had a good time there, aside from the homeless. They didn't really bother me, and one guy kind of was weird. You know, hey, you big guy, you been playing football. Okay, I just ignored him. That was near the Pike Market. If you haven't been to Seattle, you got to go there. It's fun. Had a great breakfast at one local establishment on the third floor, overlooking the entire waterfront, which was cool. That it was a good meal. I had I had Dungeness crab omelet. D had a Dungeness crab, Dungeness crab, Eggs Benedict. Yeah, hollandaise sauce is what I had in my brain there. And then we got on the cruise ship Quantum of the Seas, which was great. Now the Quantum is a bit dated; it's 10 years old, and second time I've been on it since I went on it in 2022. Needs a little maintenance work. For example, the North Star is this. Pod looking thing that can go out like 300 feet off the side of the ship or whatever it is, 100 feet off the side of the ship, 300 feet in the air, but it wasn't working. And the ship needed some paint all over. Okay. Now I saw people painting. I see fresh paint. I know there's some maintenance being done, but you could do a lot more. Okay. I don't care if you have to put it in dry dock. Anyway, aside from some of the interior things getting a bit dated and worn, and like in the lounges, needs to be upgraded, needs to be royal amplified. The ship was built about 10 years ago, and at the time of the Rona, a lot of ships were scheduled to be upgraded, and they didn't because of the Rona. We went to Sitka first. Now, I lived in Sitka for just over a year. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you know that. And it was doing well. Last time I was there in 2022, basically the Rona, it was dying. It was just dead. Now it seems to be doing well, and that's great because cruise ships are stopping there. There was three cruise ships. Let's see, Sitka, two cruise ships there when I was there. And then we went to Skagway. There was three cruise ships there. It was pretty busy. And so in Sitka, we rented a car from, let's say, the ride-sharing service of rental cars. I'm not going to say who, but it was a good car. It was a 2019 Ford Taurus. It was great. And we didn't even have it for that long. I mean, we might have had it for a couple hours at the most. I reserved it from 11 to 5. Well, the ship left at 5. So, obviously, we got there. The ship got there. I don't even remember. 10 in the morning, something like that. And was gone at 5. We went all over Sitka. Went to Sitka National Park. Hiked the totem pole. Totem pole circle. Totem pole trail. It was probably about a mile. It was a good hike. Good hike. Flat trail. Enjoyed it a lot. I don't know what's going on with this mixer, but I'm going to turn it up and down again. That seems to help. Doing this seems to help for audio. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, you can still hear me.
Yeah, you're loud, Damon. We can hear you.
So got on the ship the 5th, got off the 12th, flew home, took the 13th off, back to work Wednesday, and here we are Saturday. It's like you need a vacation from the vacation. So next year, we're not going to go on a cruise. We're thinking maybe all-inclusive resort on a beach. I'm thinking Texas Panhandle. They say the beaches in like Pensacola is absolutely beautiful. I really don't want to go to some third world country to come home with a slight case of E. coli, like last time I went to Mexico. That was nice. Yeah, just poo for 2 weeks. That's all, you know. Slight case of E. coli. Well, I came home with a cold anyway. Hopefully, I won't cough. I'm getting better. Getting better. When I got home Monday night, I started a course of antibiotics. Only time I cough now, I mean, little bit during the day. Not a lot. If I lay down, I cough. I tried to lay down in the bed last night. Started coughing, so I had to get up. Had to sleep on the couch again. We have a new... What's it called? Love seat. We have a new love seat couch, right? That has the recliners that come up on the left and right. And we don't have a huge living room. So we replaced our two recliners with the love seat. The love seat recliner couchy thing. It's great. Has massage built in, heated seats. I think I've used the massage once. D uses it all the time. Anywho, let's go ahead and do the Rumble video. Then we'll play some good music for you. Excuse me. Mixer's still not good, but oh well. I'm going to turn... I'll have to play with the connectors. That's typically what does it. But I'm not going to do it right now. Let's do the Rumble video. We take the headphones off. I feel like I'm gonna cough. Don't want to cough, believe me. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for August 17th, 2024. Great to be back with you here in the studio. You may have enjoyed the Summer of Shorts. I should have recorded more, but I recorded several Summer of Shorts. You can see that on the Rumble, on my Rumble, which is always pinned to the top of my X, at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. I don't know, I have 5,300 followers now. Thank you so much for following me there. If I seem a little under the weather, I came home from vacation with a cold. Rona, flu, I don't know what the heck it is. But been coughing a bit from that. Mostly now when I lay down, I'm getting a lot better. Thank the Lord. But anyway, it's great to be back with you here. Did I say August 17th, 2024? I am a stroke victim. You know, I said on the X yesterday, at Stephen Roy Radio, I'm a stroke survivor and I'm hearing impaired, hence the hearing aids, right? That must make me a qualifier to be some kind of leftist idiot president or something, you know? Or vice president. I said, I hope those hacks don't hear that. They'll think I'm qualified. than to be president. Having a mixer problem here in the studio with the podcast. Now it's working fine. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's great to be with you here. Went on vacation to Seattle for the weekend and then on an Alaskan cruise. It's my fifth Alaskan cruise. Had a good time. Great to be back home, though. I told you I have hearing aids that you can probably hardly see at all, if at all, on the Rumble. Well, I forgot my hearing aid charger. So after the first day, I didn't have hearing aids. No hearing aids. But this time, this vacation, I did remember my vitamins, which I didn't on our honeymoon last year. I don't know if I told you this story, but it's funny. I forgot my vitamins. I take a B complex. D and I both take a B complex every morning. It's got like every B vitamin there is and other vitamins too. For example, it has like 1,000% of your C that you require. So I take that every morning, every night if I'm not feeling great, like now. And I forgot them on our honeymoon a year ago. And so I think it was on Raton, which is an island off of Raton, however you say it, island off of Honduras. So we go into this pharmacy, and I get vitamin C, right? I mean, it looks like a large Rolaids tablet is what it looks like, right? Take it back to the ship, put it in my mouth to chew on it, and it's like all fizzly, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem right. I chew it up anyway and swallow it and then drink some water. Next time I take it the next day, I drop that tablet that's like this big in a glass of water and it fizzles. It's not a chewable deep end. It's like Alka-Seltzer. You have to drop it in water and then it fizzles for a minute. Then you drink it. That's the vitamin C. I think I still have some. It comes in a tube that's like this long, this big around. I think I still have some in the master bath room. Anyway, flew to Seattle. Seattle was great. Not quite as I remember it in 2008, which was the last time I was there. There were some homeless. Not a major problem, but there were some homeless. One dude was kind of weird. Man, you be a big guy. He's going through the trash can near Pike's Market. And he's like, Pike's Road Market, Pike Avenue Park, Pike Street Market, whatever it's called. Anyway, great local market you have to check out if you go to Seattle. Had in my mind it was right on the waterfront, but it's more like a block up from the waterfront. Still enjoyed it tremendously. Dee and I went out to breakfast, and we had I had a Dungeness omelet. And Dee had Dungeness Eggs Benedict. And it was delicious because she couldn't finish it. I had to have some of hers. Delicious. We were on the third floor of this local establishment, overlooking the entire waterfront. There was an NCL ship docked there. The only thing that was bad was our hotel. It was a terrible experience. So bad. In fact, I have to call to dispute the credit card charge because they wouldn't give us a room. People were there for hours, and they had not made up their room. Hours. There was an old man that was there for like 6-7 hours waiting for his handicap room. The poor dude had one leg. Probably was a veteran, lost his leg in war because he was about that old. In a walker, one leg, had probably an artificial limb. And he's like, look, I can't stand for this long. I can't keep coming up here to ask you if our room is ready, you know? And so after a few hours of that, I told Dee, I said, that's it, I'm out. So I called a better establishment that is right on the edge of the water and called them, got right in, Ubered over there, got our hotel. And it was great with a room right on the water, overlooking the water. The hotel is literally on the edge of the water without advertising for the hotel. It's not cheap either. So I'm going to have to dispute the charge for the other hotel, and I will. Because how can you make people wait for hours? Of course, the next day was a totally different story. My brother and my sister-in-law arrive at the same hotel. They check in like 5 hours early. It's like, that sounds about right, right? F me. So anyway, had a great time on the cruise. First time I had vacation with my brother, my much older brother. Is 8 years older than me. He is the only one left in my immediate family. Both my parents have passed away. My oldest brother passed away in 2019. And so this is the only immediate family I have left. Had a wonderful time. We laughed our A's off and had fun. And we didn't do everything together. You know, I think I wore them out in the first couple of days. First two parts, I wore them out. And they were like, okay, see ya. And that's cool, you know. He's way older than me. And I get it, you know. So I'm 58, he's 66, in case you're curious. People ask me my age all the time on the X. I usually don't tell the truth because I can sense in about 2 seconds if someone's a bot. Anyway, speaking of the X, let's go check out what's going on there. Hope you enjoyed the summer of shorts. I should have recorded more, but you can still see them on my Rumble. On Rumble, just look for Stephen Roy Radio, or check out the link at the top of my X. It's always pinned at the top on at Stephen Roy Radio. Thanks to Dishnut Pat for broadcasting our show and repeats when we were gone on Radio Free Dishnuts. Thank you, Pat. Thank you to the Dishnuts for that. And the Gamebird server is the website at the top of my X where you can listen to our podcast. So thank you to everyone who makes that podcast server possible, or whether there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy podcast. So let's get to the X, since we're already 8 minutes into the ramble. The Rumble ramble. Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of my brother, he said someone in Skankafornia won $1.2 million on the Mega Millions. I said, yeah, they're probably on welfare. Now, I'm not joking. Many lottery winners have been on welfare. And you should have to refund every dollar you've got from the state if you're using your EBT card to buy lottery tickets. He said, yeah, they're probably using their, and it's probably an illegal alien using their UBT card. You know, it pains me that in the Kamal invasion bloodbath, we are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to illegal aliens while we're spitting in the face of veterans. Veterans are being thrown out of hotels in favor of illegal aliens. Now, why do you think illegal aliens are being given 5-star hotels? I've told you on the show, if you've listened before, if you've watched before. Rich Dems that give to leftist politicians get multi-million dollar, probably billion dollar contracts from the United States government to house illegal aliens. Why do you think that a hotel in downtown New Yorkistan with 5-star accommodations would allow tens of thousands of illegal aliens to come there and trash the hotel? Why do you think they would do that? I'll tell you why. Because they're getting money. Because they're making bank allowing illegal aliens to trash their hotel. So they figure, hey, I'm going to take the $1 billion now, and then eventually I'll have to redo the entire hotel when these illegal aliens aren't there anymore. Now, the Kamal invasion bloodbath is coming through the welded wide open gates like never before. Why do you think that is? Because leftist idiots, rhino sellouts, who are giving money to these NGOs in Central and South America promoting the invasion of our nation. Democrats that are, and rhinos that are getting money from these NGOs. Defense contractors that are giving money to rhinos and leftist idiots. They know that the gravy train is about to end. Illegal aliens know they will be deported, and you will be. I suggested to President Trump. That's right. President Trump, he's 45, 46, and 47. That's President Trump. My president, the best president of my lifetime, and I'm 58 years old. He is the best president of my lifetime. Why do you think the deep state, why do you think these leftist idiots in the media, why do you think faux news hates President Trump? Tell you why. Because he tells the truth. Because they don't like the fact that their gravy train is about to end again.
Let me tell you something. The only time these leftist idiot media outlets made any money is when President Trump was in office. Because no one wants to hear your leftist drivel. Nobody wants to hear your BS. They don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know what I do when I hear a leftist idiot, even on the news channel that I watch, which is Newsmax? You know what happens when someone starts spewing their leftist drivel? Beep. Mute. Is there something less than mute? Turn the TV off, and I do that too, believe me. That's why it's a pleasure, it's an honor for me to come to you here on The Rumble and on Radio Free Dish Nuts. And if you're listening to the Stephen Roy podcast, so let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Click here, replies. 5,235 followers as of this moment. Something is happening in the ununited Kingdomistan. Yeah, it's not the UK anymore. They're not united. It's the ununited Kingdomistan. Let's look at this guy. This is a Muslim cleric. Yeah, spouting his Shiite stuff. I almost said the S word. He's spouting his S in Londonistan, and that's okay. You can spout bull S over loudspeakers in Londonistan, and that's okay. But if I, as a Christian, get on my soapbox and say anything in the Judeo-Christian founded Londonistan, guess what happens? I will be arrested. I S you not. People are being sentenced to... I just saw a dude sentenced to 20 months in jail in the ununited the Kingdomistan. That's right, the ununited Kingdomistan. That's what it's called. Saw a guy sentenced to 20 months for a Facebook post. For a Facebook post. I S you not. Think it can't happen in the United States? It already is. It already is. Gentleman just got out of the scary face political gulag after 3 years for a misdemeanor. He's dragged into the Capitol by the Pink Beret girl. You don't know who the Pink Beret girl is? Look it up. Look it up. The Pink Beret girl tries to use her wares to seduce this man into the Capitol. Then he's sentenced to 3 years for bull-ass misdemeanor, right? Where's the Pink Beret girl? Oh, they think she's in Ukrainistan now. Never been prosecuted. How about Ray Epps, who incited the riot, the scary face orchestrated false flag event that is 1-6? You think Ray Epps went to jail? No, he did not. He got probation for a misdemeanor. If you don't think the fix is in by this government, you're high. First of all, you're high. Put down the doobie. Put it down. Put down the doobie because you're stoned. You're high out of your mind. If you believe that the government is not behind a lot of this BS, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you. I'll sell you my bridge to Forest Hill. Don't know what that is? Look it up. Bridge to Forest Hill. It's actually there. It was featured in the movie Triple X when Vin Diesel supposedly jumps his Corvette off the bridge. That's the Forest Hill Bridge. It was featured in, I always forget the name of this show, with Katherine Heigl. Anyway, great movie if you want to see a funny movie. And I don't remember his name. Isn't that terrible? I'm gonna look it up for spite now. Now my phone's wigging. I mean, really wigging. What are you doing? Okay, now it's back. The ugly truth? The ugly truth? Katherine Heigl, since I can't remember his name. I am a stroke survivor, remember? Yes, I am. Katherine Heigl, ugly truth. Yes, came right up. The Ugly Truth is a 2009 American romantic comedy starring Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler. The Ugly Truth. Check it out. Well, when Katherine Heigl supposedly is with this dude who she doesn't love, she goes out with him for spite.
despite Gerard Butler. So this dude supposedly takes her to the country for a little, you know, by the stream, romantic picnic, right? Well, they go over the Forest Hill Bridge. They show the Forest Hill Bridge. That's in The Ugly Truth. Check it out. Gerard Butler is funny. And the premise of the show is that he has a very popular public access show, right? TV show on some obscure channel. I compare it to a public access show. Well, that's how I started in broadcasting. I took a class at the local cable system that where I worked. I was head end technician. Head end technician is kind of like a central office technician in telephone. Head end technician runs the whole processing center. Where now is mostly internet. I still do the same job today. That's my day job. I want to return to broadcasting full time. I do this Rumble and podcast just for fun. People ask, how much money do you make doing that, Steven? I don't make any money doing it. I do this for fun. And I believe it was Blair Alper that said, radio is so much better when it's for fun. And you know what? Blair's right. He's right. Because when you do it for a living, if you work for an A who tries to tell you what to say, and I've told this story before, but I drove by my first full-time radio station when we were in Sitka, and I don't even know what it is now, to be honest with you. I think it's still a radio station. There was nobody there. And it was like a Wednesday. Is it just on automation all day? I don't know. It was a Tuesday. Maybe they don't have any local shows anymore. I don't even know if it's still on. Anywho, I think the classic rock station was on in the car, on the car that I rented. So, but I don't really remember, to be honest with you. It's 20 years ago. 20 years ago that I left Sitka. That was my first full-time radio job. So the GM sits me down and he says, David, I don't want you to say nummy on the show. I don't want you to say that the word nummy. Well, that morning, I said, hey, call in if, you know, I did a morning breakfast trivia every morning. I said, call in if you want to win one of these nummy sandwiches. And then he tells me not to say nummy. And the very next morning, this woman calls in and says, hey, I want to win one of those nummy sandwiches. That's what people remember. That's what makes radio great, right? It has to be fun. Why would someone watch if it wasn't fun? So I can't be serious all the time. I can't. So here you go. In Londonistan, you can take over a city and face east of Mecca, right? Oh, you can do that in the mosque. No. Go in the middle of the city, shut it down with a few thousand muzzies facing east of Mecca. Isn't that what you do, east of Mecca? I don't know. Bathhouse Berry faced east of Mecca 5 times a day in the slide house. There was Korans all over the slide house. I'm sure he does. He said the most beautiful thing he had ever heard was the Muslim call to prayer in the morning. And then Michael, his husband, says the only time he was ever proud of the United States is when Bathhouse Barry was proud. How could you call him that, David? How could you call him Bathhouse Barry? Well, he was a member of a bathhouse in Chicago. That's why I call him Bathhouse Barry. I'm not judging. Look, I've told you before on the show, I have one family member in particular that I love dearly that's gay. Okay? When that person came out to me, it didn't change how I feel about them. I will love them forever. Forever. The fact they're straight or gay, how can you just stop loving somebody if they're a dear family member based on their sexual preference? I don't. I don't care what gender identity you are. I don't belittle anyone in the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIOU, plus, minus, pound sign, euro, whatever community. I don't belittle you. However, don't get in my face, okay? There are very few I really respect in that community. One of them is Ms. Blair White. Check her out at Ms. Blair White, okay? I'm not ashamed to say she's beautiful. And she's a trans woman. She's beautiful. But if you're a dude in a dress and you get in my face and you tell me I have to call you they, I'm going to tell you to shut the F up, okay? I don't need it. I don't need you parading around with your rainbow flags telling me how great Hamas is when the moment you arrive in the West Bank, they will throw you off a tall building, okay? So, I just don't believe in hypocrisy. I don't care that Bathhouse Barry is gay. I don't care that Michael's a dude. I really don't care. But don't pretend you're a straight heterosexual couple that naturally had children when you can't, and you never will. Okay, you adopted them. I'm sure you love them. I'm sure they love you as mom and dad. Hey, awesome. Not judging. Then you got idiots like this guy, Al Gore. Speaking at the WEF, which is code for leftist libtards that want to take over every government in the Western world, install libtard world order government dictatorships to manage every aspect of your life. And this hypocrite lives in a mansion that uses 20 times more power than my house, uses 20 times more energy than my house, and this hypocrite living in his mansion tries to tell me how to live? This hypocrite flies all over planet Earth. That's right, Al Gore flies all over planet Earth in his Airbus, right? I mean, it's a bus. It's a flying bus spewing tons of pollution all over planet Earth. And he tries to tell me how to live my life. He's being hauled around by an SUV that uses like 20 times more energy than an EV. EVs are not clean energy either. There's only one reason why Al Gore and other leftist idiots want you to drive an EV, have an all-electric house, have digital currency, right? There's only one reason why they want all these things, and that's to control you. Because when you say things like T-Mendez, and your social score is low, just like China, they will shut down your digital currency. You'll have no money. They'll shut down your utilities. You'll have no place to live. They will shut down your EV. You can't drive anywhere. And when you have no digital currency, you can't even get on a bus. You can't get on a plane. They want you to live in 15-minute cities. Why do you think that is? To control you. It's a lot easier to control you if you live in an S-hole tenement than it is to control me, who lives out here in West Texas. That's why they want to control you. It's absolutely... Why do you think Billy Gates wants to put a chip in your hand? Have you ever seen the Minority Report? Have you ever seen Minority Report? You got to check it out. Because this is what they want. They want you to... Everywhere you go, a retina scan is going to detect where you are and what you're doing. And they want to control every aspect of your life. Think I'm kidding? Because I'm not. You know, Al Gore tells us that the sea levels are rising, right? I can show you pictures of Sydney Harbor or Plymouth Rock or anywhere else, Ellis Island, right? The Statue of Liberty. I can show you pictures of 100 years ago, and guess what? The sea level's exactly the same today. Guess how many glaciers were in Alaska 100 years ago? 100,000. Guess how many glaciers are in Alaska today? 100,000. But wait, hasn't global warming wiped them out? Dee and I went to a special dinner on our anniversary. We went to the chef's table, which is a special supper on a cruise ship. And a chef prepares for 10, 12 people, a special meal, 6-course meal, 6 different wines. It was really good. I don't know if I would pay for it again, but it was wonderful to spend our anniversary at a special deal like that. And somebody started going on about, well, I live in Maine, man. It just keeps getting hotter there. And I said, well, we're going to Alaska. It's getting hotter in Maine, right? That was when I first got on the ship. And I said to this couple, I live in West Texas and it's always hot. And then I started giving examples. of the wind turbines freezing during the winter in Texas. People died in the winter in all of Texas. Several people died because plants stopped working. Gas plants stopped working, including the one north of us in Abernathy, because of the cold. They stopped working. So don't tell me about global warming. That couple gave me the deer in the headlight look, and I'm like, oh, okay, time to go. So at the chef's table, someone started going on about how the Mendenhall Glacier has receded. Yes, that's what happens at the end of an ice age. The only way a glacier advances, instead of receding, is when there's a big snow. When there's a big snow, a glacier will advance. When there is less snow, the glacier recedes. At the end of every ice age, glaciers recede, sea levels rise, and during an ice age, which will happen again on planet Earth, during the next ice age, water will be frozen, sea levels will fall. That's how the mammoth and native Alaskans made it to Alaska through the Bering Land Bridge that existed because of a lower sea level because of the ice age. That's why they're finding woolly mammoth skeletons in Alaska, in North America. So, while Al Gore tells you sea levels are rising, meanwhile, every leftist hack billionaire has oceanfront property. Well, wait a minute. Why would Bribin buy an oceanfront mansion in Delaware if there's global warming causing the sea levels to rise? Why would Bathhouse Barry and Michael buy a mansion on the oceanfront in Martha's Vineyard? Hypocrites, yes. Why would Malbama, let's call him Malbama, why would Malbama and Michael put in a $75,000 propane tank and fill it with global warming gas? Natural gas seeps right out of the ground. Oil in Bakersfield is in a lake that seeps right out of the ground. Natural gas is methane that comes right out of the planet Earth's crust. Comes right out of the ground. Oil seeps out of the bottom of the ocean. Wow. So if there's sea levels rising, why do these people buy these mansions? So Malbama and Michael have an oceanfront mansion in Martha's Vineyard, the same island that went apes over one busload of illegal aliens sent there by Governor Greg Abbott. The same, it was either Governor Abbott or DeSantis. The same hypocrites that installed a $75,000 propane tank full of global warming gas. I don't think Al Gore is doing his part by eating bugs. I just don't think so. He doesn't look like he's skinny. This is the same Al Gore that flies all over Earth in his private jet spewing thousands of tons of global warming while living in a mansion which uses 20 times more energy than my home. You can't make up this BS if you wanted to. I'm telling you. Because it's all BS. I could go on forever with all the stuff that I've posted to the X, but there's not enough time in the day to do that, and we're already 30 minutes into the show. Oh, look. The leftist pope spewing his leftist drivel again. Shocker. Deliberately destroying the Catholic Church. Well, that does it for me on this week's Rumble. Hope you enjoyed it. Check it out at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Hey, you have a wonderful day. You have a wonderful evening. You have a wonderful week. Yes, now you have to. So that's the end of the Rumble. I actually got through without coughing. I had to drink my water several times. You know, I actually like my voice better when I'm a little under the weather. Isn't that terrible? Typically, I can't talk long if I'm a little under the weather, so I guess I'm doing better today than I have been. I don't know why I saved that. Yes, Red Raider football is coming soon to West Texas, which is awesome. We bought tickets to one game, and that's Colorado, which we're going to go to with my brother-in-law, whose birthday is tomorrow. Much younger than me, though. So we're 40 minutes into the podcast. Let's go ahead and play some good music for you. I'm going to start out with this song, and then I'm going to play a dedication to my D. I love her so very much, and we had a wonderful time on vacation. It's great to be home. Now we need a vacation from our vacation. It's true. Anywho, so when I see homeless in Seattle, I can't help but think of Rush Limbaugh's Homeless theme by Clarence Frog Man Henry.
Ooh, ooh, ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
XP sucks!
XP sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Like a new one. think I'm gonna have to stay.
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
And promises. RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
It is our number two of the Stephen Roy podcast, and yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. It is the 17th of August, 2024. Uploading the Rumble for this week as we speak. Then we'll be uploading this podcast at the end of the rant-free second hour. That's what it is. The rant-free second hour. Got some great music queued up for you. Couldn't go to church the last 2 weeks because we were out of town, and probably not going to go tomorrow because I'm a little under the weather, and that would be not nice. Spreading disease among parishioners, right? So let's play this one. I played it for you before from Charity Gale, and then The Blessing.
Depression. I speak Jesus.
darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name.
God, RFD!
thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. Children, may his presence go before.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Praying for you every night. Praying Jesus gonna find you and open your eyes. Well, maybe. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sin, I've been saved by grace. That grave robber. Tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay.
Smash Mouth on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yeah, since I've been back in West Texas, it's like we're walking on the sun. But guess what? It's like that every year in West Texas. No, it's not global warming. It is not. I can remember when it was 112 in the LA suburbs when I was a kid. I tell the story all the time how I stuck my toe in the asphalt because the road was melted. Yeah, it gets hot in the summer all over the planet. How about you live in Las Vegas, huh? Arizona Stan, Nevada Stan. If I hear another media type say Nevada, I'm going to effing scream. It's Nevada. I lived in Nevada City, in Nevada County, in the western Sierra Nevada foothills. I lived in the Sierra Nevada, Truckee, Tahoe area. Lived in the eastern Sierra Nevada, Mammoth Lakes. It's Nevada. Say it right. I know. It's semantic, Tiba. No, that's the right way to say it. Ask someone who's from Nevada. They'll tell you. All right. Well, this is a great song, apropos, and I got more summer music for you. This one just makes sense because this is where you want to be when it's hot. I saw this band in concert when I was, 18-ish, 17-ish, and it was a great concert. It was an outdoor venue, I think in Orange County, Skankafornia. So before it was Skankafornia, when it was a great place to grow up in the 70s and 80s, it was a wonderful place then. Not so much now, but still a great band. It Sparks on the Stephen Roy Show. That's going to do it for me. You have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to. And then you have to hit the right button.
See the lights. School's out and the night's rolling. to sip a wine. It's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guarantee, but that swim at home, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. A sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two back feet on the dashboard. It's a sip of wine, it's summertime.
see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking in the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Thank you.
ain't feeling them downtown lights, but I got a bottle at your favorite place. It's waiting for us and a bucket on ice. Damn, I didn't think it'd be that easy. Cause now you're getting ready, I'm just sitting here watching TV. Here you come looking like a grown man's dream. Damn, I can't believe, I can't believe. I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turning on your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind, switching back and forth for an hour. Now you're looking like a line from a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out of it. Yeah, as cool as it would be watching people wonder who you are. Oh, we should just say we did. We can start with a kiss and pretend we just got back from the bar. I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turning on your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind, switching back and forth for an hour. Now you're looking like a line from a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out. Outside, music's probably way too loud to hear you laughing. There's a look in your eyes, looks like we ain't leaving now. Girl, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turning on your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind, switching back and forth for an hour. From a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out of it. Between them, they're on ice.
easy and the still. He tried but didn't make it there. It's not for me. Not for me. Sunday papers, here we are. The boys come.